Hello, guys, and welcome to the Cheap Heat Podcast, a podcast about the sport that we all know and love, professional wrestling. Now, here is Matt and Mike. We kind of lied to you. I'm still saying we. On the intro, it says, which it's a new intro, by the way. I hope you guys noticed that. I'm sure you did. Wyatt Family. Mike and I were just actually discussing that on the last podcast, that I think that is the best wrestling theme right now. Anyway, Mike's not here with me today. Right now, it's just me going solo. Thought that I'd talk a little bit about professional wrestling. Right now, I'm coming to you live in the bedroom. I've holed myself up in here so I can talk a little bit about professional wrestling and put out another podcast. We had planned on getting together to do one, and a few things didn't work out the way that we wanted to. And then I spoke with my good friend Travis Fowler, who will most likely be on the podcast soon. And him and I were going to try to get together today to share with you guys a little bit about him, his and my friendship, and us going around. And I mean, we met in 1999 at band camp, and it was because I was wearing a Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt, and he came up to me and we immediately started talking about Heat Wave 1998, which was in Dayton, Ohio at the Hare Arena. But anyway, I don't want to get too much into it because that'll ruin his and my podcast, which is, like I said, hopefully we're gonna do one soon. We're gonna discuss that and discuss other events that we went to. We're gonna tell you guys stupid stories about us being wrestling nerds and going out and trying to get all the WWF draft figures and stuff like that. We used to hit up all the stores and get the different action figures, and it was an interesting time. Anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit today about the projected WrestleMania card. Mike and I have discussed a few things about, you know, the WrestleMania card and, you know, certain things that we'd like to see, certain things that we wouldn't like to see, and such. And I thought that I saw a little bit about it on Twitter, and I wanted to bring it up on this podcast. Not really sure exactly where I'm going to go with this one. This is kind of a spur of the moment thing, but I wanted to make sure that we got another podcast out for you guys to listen to. While I'm looking this up, if you guys want to give us a follow on Twitter, it's at GetCheapHeat. And also, really exciting news, but we opened up a Pro Wrestling Tees store. So now if you go to ProWrestlingTees.com, you can find Cheap Heat on there. We're under the promotions section, but you can get, we have four shirts on there. Two of them are just the Cheap Heat logo with the microphone. Then we have one that's I Love Professional Wrestling, but instead of the heart, it is a wrestling ring, a silhouette of a wrestling ring. I really like that one. And then the last one that we have is an FFP shirt. And FFP is a fantasy wrestling promotion out there on the internet. And we support them and sell one of their shirts. So, but yeah, WrestleMania 31, it's right around the corner. And actually, I can't believe that it's right around the corner. It doesn't feel like it was that long ago that it was WrestleMania 30. But I was reading a few things, and I've seen, obviously, either Roman Reigns or Daniel Bryan is going to face Brock Lesnar. Then looks like we're going to have Sting versus Triple H, even though a while back Triple H and The Rock kind of hinted at a match at WrestleMania, which I think would be awesome. I'm not a huge fan of The Rock. I was always a Stone Cold guy and stuff. Honestly, the happiest I was when I've seen The Rock before is when he came out at WrestleMania 30. I thought that was awesome. The beginning of WrestleMania 30 was such a great event. a great moment for wrestling fans. Also, Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins, and then Bray Wyatt versus The Undertaker. On this podcast, I think both, I listened to both of our podcasts today at work, and I hate to sound like I'm an anti-Undertaker guy, because I'm not. I respect the guy, and I loved, it was such a good gimmick, and, you know, on the Stone Cold and Triple H podcast that was on the WWE Network after Raw on Monday, they kind of talked about it. He wouldn't have been able, nobody else would have been able to do the gimmick like the Undertaker, like he did. I hate to call him Mark. And it's funny, I'll reference the Austin podcast again a little bit later because it's almost like he had heard a conversation that Mike and I had just because we had talked about a couple things in it, but I you know, I'm not the anti-Undertaker guy, but I also think that he is done. He lost at WrestleMania last year. I don't see a need for him to wrestle again, especially at WrestleMania. If he wrestled at a different event, maybe I'd feel differently, but I just feel like if he wrestles again at Undertaker or at WrestleMania, he either is going to beat Bray Wyatt, which is, to me, just pointless. It's why have him beat Bray when Bray is a current star? And if he loses to Bray, Bray is the second guy to beat him at WrestleMania. It just doesn't make sense to me. If you saw Bray Wyatt's promo on Raw, I don't know who else he could have been talking to other than The Undertaker. You know, Mike joked around and said Boogeyman, you know, but they faced off at the Royal Rumble. And, you know, the promo wouldn't have been for him. I don't think it would have been for the Masked Kane, because Bray just feuded with the Masked Kane not that long ago. So I'm thinking that it's going to end up being Bray Wyatt versus The Undertaker at Mania. I worry about Undertaker's health. He, you know, he didn't look good against Brock. He got a concussion. I would just be worried that the same thing could happen, or worse. He's getting up there to where I just think he needs to retire and just live the rest of his life happy and, you know, so on and so forth. But those are the matches. I want to discuss at Fastlane, because on Raw, Daniel Bryan beat Seth Rollins in a great match. And actually, I got a call to spot of the night. Daniel Bryan did a double underhook suplex into an armbar. That was the coolest thing. I thought it was awesome. The back suplex off the top rope was amazing, too. Great match. Daniel Bryan won. He's going to go to Fastlane to face Roman Reigns. That was Triple H's big groundbreaking announcement, was that Rollins and Daniel Bryan would face off. The winner would face Roman Reigns at Fastlane. The winner of that goes to WrestleMania to face Brock Lesnar in the main event. I don't understand. It's not that I don't understand. I don't see why they would do this unless Daniel Bryan was going to win. For them to put them in a match and have Roman Reigns win just seems pointless. They could have then just said, oh, he won the Royal Rumble, he's going to the main event at WrestleMania. Unless they're either trying to win the fans over by having him wrestle well, but Daniel Bryan's way too over with the fans, especially with the smart, you know, the smart marks or the smart fans. I don't see it working if Roman Reigns wins. I just don't see the crowd liking that. And actually, on WWE.com, they had a poll asking who was more worthy of a WrestleMania main event, Daniel Bryan or Roman Reigns. And Daniel Bryan was winning that 90% to 10%. So, obviously, everybody wants Daniel Bryan to win. Will he win? You know, that's another story. We'll see. That kind of is an excellent segue, though, into what I wanted, the other thing that I wanted to bring up. And like I said, Austin and Triple H kind of talked about this on Austin's podcast Monday. And it was either that day or it was Sunday. Mike and I were talking on the phone, and I asked Mike, I said, are we giving the fans too much power nowadays? And that's, you know, they had talked about that on the podcast. Back in the day, you would watch something, and, you know, Sergeant Slaughter beat Ultimate Warrior for the belt when Slaughter was an Iraqi sympathizer, and obviously everybody hated him, but we didn't have the power of the internet to where, you know, everybody could complain, and then the WWE would have to change it. You just had to deal with it, and you had to keep watching and hope that, you know, Warrior would come back and beat him, or Hulk Hogan would beat him, which he did at WrestleMania 7. Spoiler alert, sorry if you haven't seen that on the network yet. But, I just, it's odd now because, you know, last year Batista won the Royal Rumble. Everybody hated it. And then WWE changed the main event at WrestleMania so that Daniel Bryan could win. And the same thing this year. Roman Reigns won. The crowd hated it. And it looks like WWE might be changing it. So Mike and I were kind of discussing because, you know, sometimes you do have to evolve with the times. And I think that some traditionalists may disagree with me on this. But and I don't even know if I would actually want them to do this. But I came up with the idea of maybe, how about the winner of the Royal Rumble doesn't go to WrestleMania to face the champion? Maybe the Royal Rumble winner gets something like Money in the Bank, which I know that would possibly take out the Money in the Bank pay-per-view, but, you know, to me it would almost make more sense that the guy who wins that gets, a briefcase or something like that where he can cash in at any time because, you know, it looks like it's going to be 2 years running that we're going to have the WrestleMania main event altered because of the way that the crowd reacted at the winner of the Royal Rumble. So, I don't know. I don't know. Either that or, I mean, to me, it's, you know, obviously if they would have Daniel Bryan win, everybody would have been happy. At least most people. It's funny, as my son Caleb, he doesn't like Daniel Bryan. He doesn't like Daniel Bryan because Daniel Bryan turned on the Wyatt family last year. And that just stuck with him. So he doesn't like Daniel Bryan. But most people like Daniel Bryan. If he would own the Royal Rumble, I think a lot of people would have been happy. I think WWE tries not to do stuff like that because they don't want to be too predictable. Then again, everybody knew that Roman Reigns was going to win the Royal Rumble. So I don't know if they're trying to not be predictable or if they are, maybe trying to troll the fans, you know, maybe trying to not give us what we want or whatnot. But, you know, like Triple H said on the podcast, and when he said this, I really liked it. He said that professional wrestling, there's no off season, that it's like a book that never ends. And he's right. That's a really good point. It's a book that never ends. You're not always going to have happy moments. You know, if you watch a movie, if you watch a TV show, and here's the thing. Mike and I just went through this, like, binge of watching Dexter on Netflix because we hadn't seen it. And, you know, if you guys haven't seen the end of Dexter, then you'll want to not listen to this part, but the last episode of Dexter is horrible. It sucks bad. And it leaves you wanting another episode where everything kind of resolves itself better. But they can't do that. They recorded the show, we got what we got, and that's it, you know? So WWE is the book that never ends. There's a train going by. WWE is the book that never ends. Looking at it like that, you know, you're going to have times where you don't like it. And that's like any TV show. And then, you know, hopefully this or that happens and everything goes back to normal. And, you know, you can't say everybody lives happily ever after because it's the book that never ends. But, you know, you're going to have bad spots. You're going to have good spots. So one thing is, you know, obviously WWE, it seems like they keep trying to change it and make everybody happy. They did it last year, Daniel Bryan winning at WrestleMania. It was such an awesome way for him, for just everything to happen for him. So, the other idea that I had with WrestleMania, just to try to make everybody happy, then again, I'm not sure, but have Daniel Bryan beat Roman Reigns at Fastlane, go to WrestleMania, beat Brock at WrestleMania, so we get our big Daniel Bryan WrestleMania moment, then Rollins cashes in. Because I think WWE doesn't want to give Daniel Bryan the ball just yet because he still has to prove that he can stay healthy. If he wins the belt and gets cashed in on, we got the moment, but then it got ruined by Seth Rollins, so then we can hate him because he's a heel and whatnot. The only thing is, going back to predictability and going back to, things being overdone, Daniel Bryan won the belt at SummerSlam. He got cashed in on by Randy Orton. He won the belt at WrestleMania. He ended up getting injured and having to give up the belt. So it would be another one of those scenarios. So honestly, if I was on WWE Creative right now, I probably still envy them, but I would almost want to say that I don't, just because they've got some stuff to figure out, and they have pro wrestling fans are the harshest critics. So, I mean, that's something that they have to figure out what's best for business and what's best for everyone to be happy. So, we're going to take a break real quick, and I will be right back with you guys, so see you in just a minute.
1, 2, is this on? Yo, Jimmy, hit me with that Triple H. Yeah, you let the
music keep playing, Mr. Dumb. Hey guys, we officially have a store at ProWrestlingTees.com. Please go check that out. Maybe pick yourself up a Cheap Heat shirt. We have another shirt that is I Love Professional Wrestling instead of a heart, though. It's a silhouette of a professional wrestling ring. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com. Check our store out. It's under the promotion section. It'll be all over our Twitter, or if you go to Google, type in Cheap Heat Pro Wrestling Tees. It'll be the first thing to come up. Also, check out Full Force Pro. It is a fantasy wrestling website and Twitter. You can follow them at Twitter at FFP Wrestling, or you can check out their website at ffpwrestling.wordpress.com. All right, we're back. I keep saying we. We're back. It's just me, all by my lonesome. Michael will probably be back next podcast. Either that or, like I said, Traps and I will come up with one where you guys can check all that out. I wanted to say real quick on Twitter, I just tweeted, asked everybody who their favorite wrestler of all time was. It's really funny because at MMJ4200 said Bret Hart. And, I mean, I just posted this, but the other response was from Strong Style Heel. And he said Bret Hitman Hart. So we got 2 for Bret Hart right now. If more of these come in, I'll say them as they come. But MMJ4200 asked me who mine is. And I know my 3 top favorite wrestlers are Stone Cold Steve Austin, Hulk Hogan, and Shawn Michaels. I have no idea which one I would say is my all-time favorite out of those 3. I know that it's funny because me, my friend Jeremy, and my friend Justin all piled in a car and went to Detroit, Michigan for WrestleMania 23. And Travis, who I keep talking about, piled into a car with Gus and Travis's brother John to go to WrestleMania 23. And a rumored match at that WrestleMania, because it was the all-grown-up WrestleMania, it was in Detroit, 20 years after Hogan and Andre, the rumored main event was Austin and Hogan. And that match probably wouldn't have been good, but I would have marked out like I was 7 years old. And I don't know who I would have rooted for. If I would have rooted for anyone, I don't even know. That match would have to happen, and then I would know how my inner fan would feel. Because, you know, part of me thinks that I'd want Austin to win, and, you know, part of me thinks maybe if Austin hit the stunner in the 1-2-3, then I'd think, well, Hulk Hogan would have kicked out, and he would have big boot and leg dropped him. It's kind of an inside joke between me, Travis, and Gus. At Real Dave Bales replied and said, Macho Man. It's a good one, too. I really like Macho Man. Anyway, not a whole lot of big news to report in wrestling right now. I wanted to let you guys know that I'm trying to pull Mike into doing a little bit more of a Ring of Honor and stuff like that. He just signed up for the WWE Network because it's free for this month, so he will be able to kind of jump in. And, you know, one day I called him, he was watching the Paul Heyman documentary. There's a bunch of stuff on there, and I'm going to try to get him to watch some of that. But I'm going to see if I can kind of spread them out so we're not just always talking you guys with the WWE. The other thing that I wanted to just run by is, you know, follow us on Twitter. It's at GetCheapHeat. let us know things that, you know, we're always tweeting on Raw and SmackDown and stuff like that. Let us know how you like Raw. You know, let us know how you like, you know, what they're doing with Mizdow and The Miz, or, you know, if you like or don't like the Usos as the tag team champions, or, you know, Seth Rollins, and, you know, just stuff like that. You know, that's all, this is all for you guys, and, you know, our Twitter, it's out there for you guys. We want to talk to you guys and get you, get participation going and get conversations going and stuff like that. Actually, just, it may have been about a week ago or so, you know, not even that, but somebody had, on Twitter, had written, you know, about WrestleMania and said, you know, what would happen if Roman faced Brock, Brock beat Roman, Seth came out to cash in, Dean Ambrose came out, and you thought he was going to stop Seth, and then the Shield triple powerbomb Brock, and Seth won, and then the Shield turned heel, and they were kind of back together. You know, that's something that, obviously, that probably won't happen, but, you know, something like that. That's cool fantasy booking. I like hearing fantasy booking, so, you know, any of you guys out there that have cool scenarios and stuff, tweet them to us, and, you know, we may read them on here and discuss them and stuff like that. I love hearing stuff like that, so. But anyway, it's only been about 20 minutes, but I just, like I said, I wanted to get a podcast out here so that you guys had something else to listen to. Hopefully I didn't bore you too much. Hopefully it wasn't too weird of a setup here with just one guy. So we'll try to get Mike here back here in a few days. And like I said, I want to get Travis on. I know that Travis and I could talk for 3 hours about professional wrestling. So if we do something like that, we're going to split them up into two parts so that you guys have, you know, a couple different parts to listen to while you're on your way to work or on your way home or, you know, jogging or working out or getting yelled at your wife and putting the headphones in and acting like you're hearing her. I'm kidding. Don't do that. But yeah, that's it for today. So remember to tweet us. Tweet us fantasy booking. Tweet us what you think. Tweet us anything. Anything you want. We will be more than happy to talk back with you guys and read your stuff on our podcast. So we appreciate it. You guys have a good one. Damn!